John was born, we had it at home. John was born at home, but it was a terrible birth because the cord was around his neck.
Right.
He could have been really dead. You know, they say it means luck in life. And a woman of the very best friend of ours made zebra's meal in
right.
our apartment there. And that was a big affair, too.
Is that why his head is shaped like a pear?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That was... We went, I tell you about how John was born. John was born. We went the day before still to the Herrenkrug in Magdeburg. That was the most beautiful coffee house, mm-hmm. you know. That was a custom where people went on Sundays and every day. One day we went when John was about a half a year old and we sat and had our coffee. We were already... God knows how many miles away, and I hear a clicker in the wagon, and we look, and he had taken everything away from the table, the cups, and the saucers, and the sugar pot, and had taken it all in that big carriage. So we had to walk back and bring the whole shebang back. John, that was John.
He was a precocious child.
Yeah, but anyhow, the next morning, when I started the labor, we had a midwife. And she, Daddy called, I said, I think this is the day. He said, let her take a hot bath and then I come out to the house. We were the only apartment who had the first bathroom in that building.
Mm-hmm.
It was like in a condo. We had a beautiful apartment and beautiful furniture. Really? You've seen it, don't you?
Yeah, we saw it on the pictures. Very contemporary.
Yes, and then Mrs. Kutzmann came, and then I started having pain. I think it started, and it went. Johnny was born in the afternoon at 5:20, and she stayed with me, and I did the old-fashioned with sheets. You know, the midwife, he did not have a doctor at all.
Right.
And I took the sheets, you know, but the last minute, that woman couldn't take it anymore. She went out of the room. But Daddy stayed in the bedroom. He said, we never get a child anymore. I never forget that all my life. He said, my throat was bigger than my head.
You mean from pressing?
Yes. It was just terrible. Just terrible. But then when John was born, the woman even showed me the afterbirth. I never seen it in a bedpan.
Right.
And then John was pink and beautiful when he was born, you know, and he was in our bedroom, you know, in his regular crib.
Right.
And then Oma came. And Oma, when Opa picked her up, that was the first time in her life of excitement, her speech stayed away. She could not talk. You know, she couldn't believe that it was a boy. You know, it was her first boy. And the whole family, Schubach.
Really?
You know? Yeah, Opa gave beer out for 8 days and cigars. He couldn't believe it, you know? But I didn't get ever along with my mother. We had terrible fights. It was a very unpleasant time. We had a maid from the beginning on always, you know?
Yeah.
And then Oma stayed, and that other woman fixed the most beautiful circumcision party, you know.
Right.
And Daddy was a teacher in that congregation, so you cannot imagine the most expensive gifts and everything, you know, lasted on. But then, I don't know, John was born in October, and I think I started already in the 9th month with my gallbladder trouble, you know. Then from January on, I got very sick and I got to the hospital, emergency. And then when summer came, I went to the doctor and I wanted to go home with John. That was a travel all day.
That was after the operation?
No. That was before the operation. I was 20 years old and we had a maid. And then I went to the doctor and I wanted to go home with John. He said, do you know that can happen. You get an attack on the rain, you have to go in a strange place and so forth. I said, I'm just 20 years old, doctor. I cannot go on like that. Then I want to be operated, you right. know? And so that was 1930. John was born.
Huh? 31.
John was born in... Was John born 30. In 30?
Yeah.
Or 31, I forget.
31, I yeah, think. Right. John will be now 50.
Yes.
31. And so I did go to the hospital. Daddy brought me to the same hospital where you were born. I don't even, I remember even the doctor's name was Aufrecht. And he opened me up and he kept the big stones. So they're the most beautiful stones, green and black and white. And the gallbladder was dried up completely. I don't know what he did, but anyhow he took right away some, what is
appendix.
It? Appendix out and something else and said, right? But then I was 3 days between life and death, Harry, believe it or not. But I mean, I never forget, one day they pulled a rubber hose in me through the mouth,
mm-hmm.
you know. Have you ever had anything like that?
I've seen Amy with it.
You think you die, you know, you can't get, that's terrible. Well, anyway, I know that somebody, Daddy told me later, he was there with poor little the baby and cried and the temple, he broke all together, you know. But the maid was wonderful. When I came out, nobody recognized me. I weighed 86 pounds. And then I went right away to Oberstein with John.
Right.
Our daddy brought, went with us. I stayed there. Nobody recognized me.
You were living
me.
In Magdeburg?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know how many months I stayed home. I didn't
right.
have to do anything.
Just to get well.
Just to get well, yeah. Then I came back home and I looked like 17 years old, very, very young. People came to the door, you know, said, Daddy later worked for the welfare, you know, and they thought, is your father at home? So about that, you know.
Right.
So anyway, then everything went well, and I stayed all right, and that girl was wonderful. I never forget certain things. When I came home, she had put around a chair full of flowers and stuff and had baked cake when I came home from
that. Excuse me, minute.
She stayed with us over many years. And then that later started with the Nazis. Her husband was forced, you know. Her husband was one of the Nazi leaders and he came in our apartment that night. I come from one thing and another.
Yeah.
That maid, her name was Elizabeth. Daddy
yeah.
can tell you
yeah.
she was a missing
yeah.
detail.
Yeah, no, anyway, Daddy. Anyway, what happened, so.
And he made like that, that I should not recognize.
You have clean feet on such
yes,
a light
Daddy,
couch.
Daddy,
I mean,
Daddy.
You like me better this way.
And you smell so good. It's beautiful.
The
Daddy.
Sun, the sunbeam, the advertise, you can't get closer. And I do that now without any for lotion. And I never had a razor that shaved like that.
You want
yeah.
to sit in the
Daddy, tell me something. Who gave Harry his name? Was that was not Mrs. Pooper?
I gave
you
him
gave
the
him.
Name.
What is it in
Post.
English? I don't know.
Yes,
what
it
is
was
it
the
English?
Seventh day of Passover.
I told him.
And we didn't have a name for you ready. We didn't have a name for you ready. We had expected a girl and would have called the girl Hannah Marie. Hans Meinhard. H.M., that was in my mind.
Right.
Hans Meinhard and then Hannah Marie. Yes, my grandmother, my mother was still alive, and Jews don't name after her living. Anyway, Hannah Marie. There came a boy.
But was it in English? What was Harry's second name, horse? Michael.
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 Like Michael Michael.
And then was
yeah, that was
day.
It.
But horsed, how did horsed occur to you?
Miho, Maucho, but Edi, I don't know.
How does that explain horse?
Horse. How come you took horse, Dave?
I needed a name with an H. I needed a name with an H. I didn't, I had that in my mind.
Yeah, but people were very angry at the time.
Okay.
They said, how
horse
can
vessel.
Yeah.
I remember millions of people by the name of horse was a name, and nice, beautiful.